grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doob, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, jiba, jiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Joining the studio by Corey. Hey, Corey.
Hello. Sorry, we finally got into the studio after sleeping and waking up.
And those are two essential elements of being alive, aren't they?
Oh, you know, once you go to sleep after... I went to sleep at like 6:30 in the morning.
What? Oh. That's the wrong time. Sorry,
my clock is just wired differently for now.
It's all over the show.
Sorry, mate.
Well, enough of Corey's sleep
enough
cycle.
Of me.
Enough of the circadian rhythm of Corey. We also have Chris here. Chris, how are you doing?
G'day.
Nice to meet you in the flesh.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, here we are doing a Marijuana Media. And my excuse for being late is preparing for the show.
True.
With a big sesh. So I was up early to session enough for this show.
Oh, yeah.
Corey, let that be a lesson to you.
What time, though? What time were? Six?
Yeah, no comment. So, on to another Marijuana Media. Love it. And I love this theme song. I always do. So, leading the news this week, everyone, is actual confirmation. A new study has come out right here from New Zealand, the New Zealand Drug Trends Survey, confirming gang ties to drug purchases. It's a bit of bad news, I'm afraid. It's like that kind of thing where everyone goes, la la la, I don't want to know. I want to pretend my money isn't going there. But unfortunately, unless you actually, you know, have full visibility over the whole supply chain, chances are there's a whole bunch of your money going to gangs. And so what this was a survey done at a mass university, 13,000 New Zealanders. They do it every year, and so it is, you know, self-selected. People are choosing to do it, but that means they're into it. They're people who do actually buy drugs and take drugs. And so they asked them, well, are you getting it from a tinny shop or other kind of gang source? And it varied by region, which was quite interesting. And so Stuff handily broke it down with some nice infographics. Northland and Whanganui, highest rate of purchasing cannabis from gangs at 29% of purchases. On the East Cape, it was 25%. Good old Auckland leading the way. Congratulations, Auckland. Take a bow. Only 12% of your weed purchases are from gangs.
Ooh.
Well done.
Wow.
Well done.
Chris,
so we had to get that to zero.
Would you have an idea about why that's different in Auckland to other parts of the country?
More supplies?
I'd like to think that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, more research is needed, perhaps.
Yes.
A caveat would be that this is, you know, this is what people know about. So you're choosing to go to a tinny shop or something, well, okay, that's probably a gang run.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting an ounce off a mate, you know, where did that come from?
Right.
So there could be, you know, even more going back further.
Right.
And they did also point out it was even higher among, you know, the dreaded meth, 31% known to be coming from places like tinny shops. That's incredible and so sad and disappointing.
Mm.
So the team leader of the research, Chris Wilkins, he was in the Gisborne Herald, and he said, cannabis markets, traditionally known for their low social impact, generally involving private transactions among people who know each other, in contrast, the sale of cannabis via gang-controlled tinny houses increased the risk of victimization, inter-gang violence, while also attracting adolescent buyers and increasing drug availability in vulnerable neighborhoods. It's all bad there.
Yeah.
So, best way to solve that, what do you reckon?
Decrim/legalization, but we'll see which one we end up picking.
That's right. I think you win the prize. That's right. And of course, it's that separation of the markets, you know, breaking that link between cannabis consumers and gang dealers,
right,
who then, of course, are offering them things like meth while they're at the tinny shop. So,
I mean, fuck, what a shit combo. Right?
Isn't it? Right? It's just a very negative.
It's like getting a Happy Meal with a disappointing toy.
It's a bit worse.
Not a great analogy.
Yeah.
It's like getting a burger with, I don't know, like a a spike bat in the bag.
Yeah, there's just something real bad in there.
Use syringe in the patty.
I was interested here. It said like 2% of respondents said they bought drugs on the dark net. I would have thought that it would be higher than that, but I don't know, because of all that talk about, you know, the dark net.
So Silk Road.
Yeah, Silk Road, which I think was shut down though.
I'm interested. The new version came on up.
Okay.
So
is it only 2%? I thought that's it might have been higher than that. But one of the things they did say that about that in particular was that was increasing, but it was increasingly locally sourced darknet ones, which I hear a lot of too. Mm. Just hearing about it from people, but rather than importing. So cat and mouse kind of stuff there, and of course it just again that just puts people into harmful, risky things because who knows what you're getting there, At least we do have testing here. That's the good news, you know. We do have substance testing. You get that stuff checked. Next one at the shop is 7th of September. Mark that in your diary. It's actually the next one in Auckland. So if you're in Auckland, that's your next one. At the Hemp Store, 7th of September, which is also First Thursday. But anyway, what are we going to do about it? Well, election's coming up.
Is it again?
I'm linking this all together. It's all
I thought
part
the last
of the
one
the
was
narrative.
Just 2 weeks ago.
Well... So, latest poll showing Labour slipping to its lowest result since 2017. This is the One News variant poll out this week. Well, like a number of other polls recently, it was showing ALCP, Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis, was showing up on 1%. They were equal with top. And some of the fringe parties. But anyway, that's a whole 1% up for grabs. And in these elections, as we can see, the 1 or 2 or 3% here and there.
Can make the difference.
It can make the difference. Yeah. So 1%'s up for grabs for someone who can represent that vote better than the ALCP. And I'm sure the ALCP would agree with that, you know, that they're just waiting for someone else to take up the baton and actually bloody do it. But also, you know, lest we forget the 49% that voted yes.
Yeah.
And if we think among Labour and Green professed voters in the polls, that's even higher. It's sitting around 70-80%. So come on, people. Which brings me to... a historic moment that happened in Australia, and again, we can't let these bloody Aussies beat us to it, but the Greens over there, hint hint, Greens here, the Greens over there have made history by introducing the first bill in Parliament at that federal level to legalise cannabis nationally. This is the Green Senator Shoebridge introduced the Greens Legalising Cannabis Bill 2023. Will permit the adult recreational use of cannabis across the country. And he said, this is the first time a bill has been introduced to the federal parliament that could, with the support of both houses, create a legal home grow and commercial cannabis market across the country. And what I found really interesting is unlike our one, our referendum, which was, you know, kind of done in secret, and then it was like, here's this huge 167-page bill that no one ever read.
Give it a read.
So what they did is they crowdsourced it with, I think, 8,000 responses, and things were modified and changed based on the feedback that people gave. And so they're very confident that they can use that as a bit of leverage to say this has had all this public input already into it. This is something that we haven't just plucked out of the air. But they also know that they've ironed out some of the kinks and kind of, you know, they've had people cast their eye over it. So I think it's a very good approach that they're doing anyway to crowdsource it like that and let people have their input. And just the whole approach that they're doing.
And it's also a legalise as opposed to a decriminalise process, which is obviously... I mean, quite different to what we were going for here. Were we going for a decrim, or were we going for a legalise?
The referendum or was it just very confusing? But yeah, since then, people seem to have fallen back and said, oh, well, let's just decrim, and then we haven't even got that. But
now we've got nothing.
The Greens over in Aussie specifically said that decriminalisation was not enough, that you have to legalise it properly.
I can just hear those tax dollars in Australia right now.
Speaking of which,
for those listeners, Corey's literally holding his finger up to his ear.
He can hear them.
He can hear
all those coins, mate.
The golden weed coins. But no, that's exactly right. The Greens actually got the Parliamentary Budget Office over in Aussie to crunch the numbers on their bill. $28 billion Australian in taxes.
Oh boy.
Boy, that would be enough to put up everyone's benefit by $80 a week or build 88,000 social houses.
Wow.
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 Think about how many roads you could build, New Zealand. Am I right? Jeez. Come on.
That's right.
Someone get Shane Ritty on the phone, please.
Some people might be into that. You can spread it around, of course. But yeah, $80 a week, that would pretty much end poverty here. But you can't, like what they did in a number of states in America, they earmark the taxes to different things.
Right.
So some goes to benefits, some goes to housing, some goes to schools, some goes to the police. and then everyone gets something out of it and everyone's happy.
Mm.
Yeah. Hint, hint. Right. So, okay, on to some good news. What is the good news? And that is, what is the good news? Well, the Ministry of Health finally announced those changes we've been talking about to the medical cannabis scheme, but they've done it in a very convoluted way. They put a notice on the Gazette. You can kind of read it for a bit of, like, again, some legalese mumbo-jumbo. Yeah. And then it says, if you want to read the fine print and actually see what we're really talking about, you can book an appointment and come see us down at MedSafe in Wellington.
What the
by
fuck?
Appointment only. And we've got some stuff there that we can't show you.
Haven't they heard of PDFs?
No, not allowed. So you have to go in person and read these in person. No photographs.
God, yeah. It's like reading the treaty, and you can only do that by going to the fucking National Archives in Wellington.
I believe
in person.
That some of the material is copyrighted, and so they're copyrighted. They can't share it.
I'm also like looking at the page that you've sent us, Chris, and I just turned off within the first paragraph because there's all of these like squiggly numbers and articles of botanical origin test method.
Okay,
blah,
so
blah, blah. And I'm like, oh god, so, oh no, it's gonna be a panic attack. I can't handle
dry.
This.
So do we know why these government departments are making it so hard to understand any of this shit?
Is there a reason?
No, I don't know what it is yet. Maybe to lower the input. It's all a bit pesky, you know.
Right.
You could take it as a good sign. They just want it to go through without people getting a fuss over it, so it doesn't need to be explained. Let's be optimistic like that.
Okay.
There you go.
The charitable interpretation.
Yeah. Well, we're very charitable. Very charitable. Boy, oh boy. Okay, and then what else has happened in the news this week? In another country, Germany, they've finally introduced their law. The cabinet has passed their law to make cannabis legal there. So that's another thing going in a huge, biggest country in Europe, isn't it? Biggest population.
Yeah.
And so that, because it's been knocked back a few times, that's going to be, or let you grow three plants, have 25 grams in public, acquire weed as an associate. This is what Reuters reported. Acquire your weed as associates of non-profit cannabis clubs. There you go. So, you have a little club to join and get your non-profit.
I like the sound of that, be an associate.
Yeah.
You could be an associate.
That's right.
Sounds like you wear a special jacket.
I feel like we were talking about a similar situation like this, like maybe about a month ago, weren't we?
I believe we were. Because they have been, you know, mulling this law. Again, the Greens. Come on, this is the German Greens. We're doing this over there, making it happen. So, but they got knocked back by the EU, so this is their kind of compromise one. But speaking of similar cannabis clubs, Whakamana, the Cannabis Museum,
had
their gig a couple of weeks ago. I was talking with Abe earlier today. They've managed to secure the lease of the place, and it's very good news. I hope I'm not jumping the gun by saying, I won't announce too much. I don't know too much. But it's sounding all good.
Sounding promising.
And like the club will be a permanent thing, and we can expect to have it open again, once they're properly all set up.
Oh, fantastic. More updates to come.
More great things to come. Love it. And of course, that will help because it'll be a medical cannabis club. The museum, come to the museum, but if you want to go out to the consumption area, get your prescription from the on-site doctor, and you're out the back, or show your own one. And someone who would be able to do that, Di Henwood, he was in Stuff, talking to Simon Bridges, in fact. Remember him?
Oh, he's got that podcast now.
I've seen him a few times walking around the town, getting on and off ferries and so on.
Look at him. You've got a JPEG of him.
I've got a big old picture of Simon.
He's a man about town.
Wow.
So Di Henwood had a talk to him about, Di very sadly diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer earlier in the year. But he was talking to Simon about medicinal cannabis being an integral part of his recovery from the various medical procedures. Said it's been huge for me, and in particular pointing out that he doesn't like the opioids that they normally prescribe, and this is a good substitute for that.
So, did you say he was talking to Simon Bridges about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That very podcast.
Yeah. Are we gonna pump Simon's podcast on BFM? You reckon?
No. Just Google it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's very interesting. Mm. Very interesting. Wow.
Speaking of pumping,
that's what I get.
Submarines need pumps, I imagine. New Zealand was going to have, we've never had one, was going to have one. This kind of guy that sounds a little bit eccentric, he was building one on a beach down by Nelson.
As you do.
Peter Mackey.
Yeah.
And his former neighbour's gone and got the media around. There's been this wreckage on the beach ever since. Like, what is this here for? And he's like, no one really knew. And he's like, it's actually this guy was building a submarine down here ages ago. Well, he got busted for weed, put in jail.
Oh.
And that was the end of the submarine. That was it.
Not much luck with those old... Homebuilt Submarines lately.
Yeah, I know. We're probably all thinking quite glad about it now.
Yeah, it's like, well,
it's probably a good idea.
Someone's going to be on the text machine.
Imagine the hot boxing.
It's better underwater. The pressure makes it.
That's right.
Anyway, what's coming up at the hemp store? Up,
It's the iHemp Summit down in Christchurch today and tomorrow. Ooh. The Ridges Hotel, Industrial Hemp Summit. They're really going up in the world there. Ridges Hotel, substance checking coming up at the hemp store 7th of September. We've got a whole bunch of rallies, waving some placards around in Ponsonby and Greyland coming up 9th of September. And Canoposium, Greyland Surrey Hotel, 7th and 8th October. That's a medical cannabis symposium. There you go. So it's all on. Lots of cannabis events coming up.
We got a text in saying happy 50th, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, text. And it has
my cover.
I think that looks like a smiley face. It might be a scrunched up face, but
squinty eyes.
Either way, it's you know, they're happy for you either which way.
Right. There he goes.
Thanks heaps, Chris. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers, mate. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.